as a matter of principle, psychologists aren't precluded from advising on the issue of interrogations generally. What's problematical is the issue of getting involved in specifically advising interrogators on how to maximize psychological distress, which is really the issue at hand, right? Because advising interrogators on how to maximize distress is not consistent with ethical obligations. To the degree that that psychologists do what I just described, and indications are that some do that, we have a situation where psychologists are actively involved in doing harm to people, which is something that is against our ethical code of conduct.